Hey, greetings to you folks. John Vecchione, the F&I coach, coming to you with a good tip for this week. What I want to talk about this week is creating a selling climate. And I'm not talking about people selling more cars, people selling more parts, service driving sales in the service drive. That's a given. That's part of the business we're involved in. What I'm talking about is taking the customer with you in the selling climate, creating that kind of climate. Coach, how do you do that? Well, you know what I talk about in first place we start is at the salesperson's desk in a relaxed environment, making sure that the customer understands I'm there for them. I'm there to show them and I'm there to explain to them the benefits that are available to them. So how do I do that? Well, the first place you got to start is stop talking about the things that you want and start talking about the things that they need. How in the world are you going to do that? Well, most salespeople take way too much time trying to either explain, talk about, or try to sell to death the features of their product. You should know the features of your products. I encourage you to know the features of your products. But folks, features have no personality. Features have no face. Benefits start to bring the personality to the sale. How do I take my features, start to attach my benefits, and smack it with a good income impact statement, creating my FBI. How do I do that? I need to start with the customer. I need to start with effective interviewing techniques that are efficient yet effective by starting to find out, number one question I need to ask before I even go shake their hand. I have to find out why this customer would be interested in any of the products that I have, and how are they going to pay for it. Once I start to master and start to get the answers from extracting out of that interview why they would have a need for my product and understanding how they would pay for it, now I can begin to start to use benefits and impact statements to match my features along the way. People don't always buy logically, but they will always purchase if it makes sense. How does it make sense? You start to arouse the emotions of your customer. There's an old expression, you're the salesperson, you're driving the train, you're driving this train down the track. Don't leave the customer at the train station. Take them along with you. How do I appeal to their emotions? You know what? That's a very prudent decision. That's really responsible for you to be thinking that way. Those are key positive emotional words we need to start to integrate into some of the questions or responses to the customer's questions that we're having. So what I'm talking about simply is this, is that if it's a wise choice, if budget is important to my customer, you know what, I can tell you've taken the time to estimate exactly what your budget is and affordable for your transportation allowance. A lot of my customers, just like you, the prudent ones, take advantage of this for this reason. And you start to attach their life now to the features of your product. Folks, it works. I'm telling you, it works. Take 80% of your time making sure you start to know who your customer is. 20% of your time will be left trying to close the sale, which becomes a whole lot easier. Objection handling? Objection handling? You gotta be kidding me. Let's do the work on the front end and eliminate the objections, because all we have to do is find the need, build the value, close the sale. And folks, if you can do that, take the time to do it, attach keywords to what you're asking, keywords to your response, that's a great tip of the week.